You know, the Bible speaks about laws. Now, I'm not saying God does not give a reward. I'll show you. Do you know the last promise in the Bible? Let me show you the last promise in the Bible, Revelation 22. The last promise in the Bible is in Revelation 22, verse 12. I'm coming quickly, Jesus says, and my reward is with me to give to every man according to what he has done, according to his work. That's the last promise in the New Testament. So God is going to reward. Jesus is coming. When he comes, he's going to reward people, not with money or houses or lands. It's going to be a reward which will be the greatest reward we can have in heaven. And I've thought about that, you know. Jesus used examples like the Bible speaks about crown of life and I've gone to prepare mansions for you. Those are all word pictures. The fire of hell is a word picture. It's going to be much worse than physical fire. I'll tell you that. Hell is being forsaken by God, which is worse than being burnt in the fire. The worst example Jesus could take was fire, so he used lake of fire, but it's going to be much worse than that. In the same way, the blessings of heaven, he talks about crown of life and I've gone to prepare mansions for you, but it's going to be much better than mansions and crown. I mean, what will I do with a 10-bedroom house in heaven? I don't want it. I say, you can have it. What am I going to do with so many crowns on top of my head? The Bible says they cast their crowns before the Lord. What is the, you know, those are pictures. On earth, a crown is a big thing. On earth, a 10-bedroom house is a wonderful thing. It is a picture of what is going to be valuable in heaven. Have you ever thought what is going to be valuable in heaven? Supposing the Lord says to you, on earth, if somebody says, you ask for anything, I'll give it to you. You'll probably ask for gold, houses and lands, naturally, because those are the things valuable on earth. But supposing you go to heaven, what do you think is the most valuable thing that you would ask the Lord for in heaven? I've thought about that. What is the one thing which will be most valuable in heaven? I say, I'm going to be like Jesus. That's going to take place when Christ comes again. But after that, for all eternity, what is going to be the most valuable, the equivalent of crowns and mansions on earth? I believe it will be closeness to Jesus Christ. And this is my conviction. And the Lord says, my reward is with me. The last promise in the New Bible. According as each man's work will be. I see it that not everybody is going to get the same reward. Very clear. According, you think every Christian is equally wholehearted? You think every Christian has sacrificed as much for Christ? I mean, you've seen people around you who have sacrificed 100 times more than you have for Christ. And if the reward is going to be according to what they have done, that guy is going to get a greater reward than you. What is that reward going to be? Closeness to Jesus Christ. And I understand it like this. That for all eternity, there are some people who are going to be much closer to Jesus Christ than others. And what will it be based on? It'll be based on how they lived their Christian life on earth. Not just what they did, but why did they do it? Did they give money in order to get something from God? No reward. They are doing business with God, and God is not a businessman. Did they do it out of love and gratitude? Oh, it would be a great reward. What they did, how much they sacrificed, why they did it. And what will the reward be? Closeness to Christ. Now if you say, well, I'm not so interested in closeness to Christ. As long as I get to heaven, that's okay. Well, the equivalent I could say in today's terms is, so long as I live in Bangalore, it's enough. Well, there are people living on the streets in Bangalore. And there are people living in good houses in Bangalore. Would you be happy just living in Bangalore? Person says, I'm living in Bangalore, great city. Where are you living? I'm living on the streets. It's not exactly the same as living in a house. And that's a picture of how it will be in heaven. Whatever is the equivalent of that. Not everybody is going to be as close to Christ. I believe in rewards. But the reward will not, I don't, if you work for reward, you get no reward. That's the interesting thing. You work because you love Jesus. You sacrifice because you love Jesus. That's the motive. And the person who says, Lord, I want to love you and obey all your commandments. The reason I read the Bible is to find out, is there some commandment I've not obeyed? Have you ever read the Bible like that? I have. Lord, is there something you have told me to do and I've not done it? For example, the Bible says, owe no man anything. I took that seriously in my Christian life. In all my Christian life, I have never been in debt for one single day. If I borrowed something from someone, a book or something, I'd return it. I have nothing with me that belongs to somebody else. Because of one verse which says, don't owe anybody anything. If somebody's done me some service, somebody did a job for me, I must repay in some way to him. Maybe I can do something in return for him. Because owing is not just money. Somebody did some service for me, I must do something for him so that I'm not in debt to him. Or I must pay him money. Don't, if you take advantage of people, you know that happens unfortunately sometimes in a good church. People say, this is a nice church. I can get people to help me and care for me and come and look after me when I have a baby. And what is that? And what do you do for them in return? You give them some measly amount when you are earning 20 times, 100 times what that person earns. You should go and hang your head in shame. Really? That type of thing happens. Happens in CFC, believe it or not. Because people are not on the right train. They're not seeking to become like Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if a person gives one of my children a cup of water, a cup of water is the cheapest thing you can ever give to anybody. Jesus said, I'll give that person a reward. I've learned something from that. I've learned from that, first of all, to be thankful even to someone who gives me a cup of water. And never to forget it. And always to, in some way, reward those who serve me. Where did I learn it from? I learned it from Jesus Christ. Are you like that? That's how God is. You see, it's a wonderful thing. And am I the loser? No. Maybe my bank account will go a little down if I bless others with it. But I'm not a loser. God takes care of me in wonderful ways. I can tell you that honestly. So, don't serve for reward. But there is a reward. Serve because you love Jesus.